and then the two-point run, which was a pretty sweet play by Nate Young. You hear Jeff Hansen laughing. I remember that. I don't know how. He did a lot of running on that one and finally found Caden Downey wide open in the end zone. Jeff, 14-0 at that point. After you guys started, stopped beating yourselves in that first half, that really turned around. Your guys played well.
Yeah, you know, I think it took us a little bit to get into it in the first quarter. I kind of figured that might be the case just because, you know, we've got some newer, younger kids that are coming into the fold, and it really only takes two degrees of separation to not be in sync. So it was going to take us probably a few drives to get in sync and to kind of find our legs and do the things that we need to do. And, you know, you can't forget that you still have a 10th grader who's, you know, starting his second game as a quarterback, you know, coming in to start. So there's a lot of things that he's figuring out when it comes to seeing the field. And so there's a lot of growth, I think, that happened tonight overall. And you saw that come through in the second, especially going into the second half. I thought that we really found our groove and did some really nice things.
Well, it was nice to see Sonny hold on to an interception. I think the monkey's off his back.
He
dropped a few this year, right?
Yeah, we kind of got after him and say, you know, bud, you're going to come down with one of these times. And then, sure enough, he did. And then, you know, good plays kind of gets everybody into the act. You start seeing one guy make a good play, it gets infectious and kind of goes through the whole team, and then you start stacking good plays on top of each other, and then good things happen. You score points, you keep a goose egg on the board. I really thought our defense really played their tails off. I mean, you really can't say enough about a guy like Hunter Pucci in the way that he plays. He just changes a football game.
Wasn't he dominant? He had 4.5 sacks, but, you know, they threw 3 interceptions, and 2 of those were because Pucci was, I mean, the kid was going to get killed if he didn't throw the ball. And, you know, that's game changer.
Pucci's a man out there. I mean, there's times where he just looks like a man among boys, you know, and when he's got his engine revving, he's really, really a force of a football player. And, you know, they kind of left their tackle out on an island trying to deal with him on his own.
They didn't even try to double him.
No, and I was like, well, I guess if that's the way you want to roll with it, then power to you, but I think that Hunter Pucci is going to win the majority of those battles.
Well, because even when he's double-teamed, he still gets free. We've seen that happen before, and I have to think maybe they just didn't scout it as well as maybe they would have liked to on their side, because how do you leave 77 in single? I feel bad for their tackle.
We asked the same thing on the sideline. I said, guess what? They're singled up on him, so it's going to be a good night. And Hunter has developed a really good inside move, club rip to the outside, and way to split doubles. You're starting to see some nuance to his game when it comes to the hand fighting that he does to get himself some play leverage and get in there, where he doesn't just stay locked onto a guy and just shove him back. He really gets himself free on passing down. So I think you're seeing a lot of hard work that he's done with his coach, Don Koish, and Travis Wilsey has really come to play.
Did you guys change? Early on, it looked like they were really getting hold happy, the refs. They called a couple. And so did you change the guys' techniques, anything?
Yep.
I figured
Absolutely.
You must have done something, because they were really calling it tight on that first possession.
Well, different ref crews emphasize different things. And you know, if you have a ref crew that emphasizes holding, you know, and point of attack plays, we absolutely adjusted our technique so that we weren't as aggressive with our hands when we were blocking and did a lot more shoulder blocking so that we wouldn't get those penalties, because holding penalties are drive killers. You know, I mean, we drove the ball and got a couple holding penalties that killed drives, that one of them took a touchdown off the board, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, we adjusted what we were doing as far as technique to try to limit those penalties.
Okay, so we head home. Hey, 3-3. We got what we came for. Now the grind begins really hardcore with Nagani, Gaylord, and the Sioux, and the guys know they got to win 2 of those 3.
Absolutely, and that's what we said is you know, we set the table for the rest of the season. We've set the table for us to make our playoff push. We're sitting at 3-3, which is a pretty darn good place to be sitting, considering the pathway that we've taken to get here, considering the injuries that we've had to withstand and a lot of the adversity that we've faced. I'm ecstatic to be sitting where we're at right now. 3-3, we got a good football team. The vibe on the team is outstanding, and like I said, we set the table. Now it's time to feast.
Yeah. Well, we got a little bite to eat tonight, and I'm not talking about the subs we had at the Welcome Center. I'm talking about we feasted on some elk.
That's correct. We got some elk today, and you know, next week we'll enjoy this for the weekend, and then Monday it is time to get back to work and basically look at every game like we're already in the playoffs.
Yeah, going up to Nagani. I mean, we owe them a little something from last year. So
yeah, they bounced us last year, so it's time for a little payback.
All right. since do your shout-outs because we had a couple of the boys up here. And
so, Grandma, love you as always. Hope you're listening. If you're not, have a great weekend. Jimmy and family down in Indianapolis, love you guys. And thank you to everybody in Braves Nation and all the fans that came down and traveled well and supported these boys. It's awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, a lot of purple and white in those bleachers.